46 on Wednesday, April the 24th. We are very happy you've decided to start your morning or whatever part of the day you've made to hang out with us here on Q105 on the Morning Reboot. Hi, if you're listening later on in the sunny daytime, warm daytime, on the podcast. If you want to know how to get the podcast, well, listen close. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. You'll get today's episode after 10 o'clock. When it is posted, you'll get it without commercials, without songs. So that's kind of good, but you don't get it live as we are right now. We're sponsored by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig just after 7 o'clock. What's the, I don't know if there is any appropriate answer, but how long do you go for an engagement? We need some enlightening on this. Also, the 5-second rule, we'll get to that at 7:30, usually a Friday game, but we'll play it today. A Paddle Full of Ladies happens after 8 o'clock. We've got a new mom-daughter prize for that for one of our callers. Your best achievement as a kid. I like to say I hit my athletic prime when I was a kid, and that was the end of that. But what's your crowning achievement as a kid? And Olivia, the walk manager from this year's NAMI Walk, which is coming up on May 11th, will join us after 9 o'clock. You've got the phone number, Q1055.com. I think we're all good here. $1,000 payoff. We'll give you that word around 8:50 or so. And you've got until 9:20 to text it to win the $1,000 payoff with that national keyword. 5:48, April 24th. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only Floyd.
Hey.
I like your shirt.
Thank you, Merkel.
I thought it was spelled with an E, not a U.
I thought it was too, and then I got excited. I was like, it was Merkel.
Maybe it's a fake shirt.
No, it better not be fake. I got her at the penny.
You made me think about something yesterday.
Uh-oh.
And I usually don't think of things like this, like money I've lost.
Uh-huh.
But you, and I sent you a very helpful email, I believe, so that you can go to a website and look up all those songs that I was throwing at you yesterday.
Oh, praise Jesus.
You were there like high school songs? High school or college
songs? College songs. I don't know why I woke up the other day and I was just like, I want to hear Sandstorm. I want to hear all these. I don't even know what the genre is. You said it's house?
It's dance music.
Dance music? Okay.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't even, I think yesterday I was like, what do I Google to find this music? Because that was all the music back when I was fresh out of high school, early college, middle of college, and it was my uptown days in Bowling Green.
That was all the stuff that I enjoyed playing when I DJed. So the early 2000s, mm-hmm. like Sandstorm broke the door open for some of those other songs. Not all of them made it.
That was the first song I ever heard in a club. Like every time, like our friends, we talk about, what's the first song you ever heard when you went to a bar or a club? And I'm like, Sandstorm. And I remember just standing in the corner like, this song has no lyrics.
Nope.
Yet every time it goes, D-d-d-d-d-d-d-d, I'm like, what is this music? Like it was just like, I don't know. In my mind, I was like, I live in such a big city, because it was just like disco lights, lasers, fog machine. There's people at the bar drinking because I can't go that way because I'm 18 or 19. But I was just like, this is a whole nother world. I was addicted. I was tainted by the fruit.
What places did you go to?
My first bar, or my first club ever, was Uptown in Bowling Green. And then I didn't go to Brett's until like I was like 19, 20, because I was like, I always heard bad stuff about it. So I was like, man, we'll just steer clear of that place. And then I went like on my 19th or 20th birthday, and I was like, why have I not been here before? And then yeah, so I frequent Uptown, Brett's, and then back in the day our house used to be the place too, and that's on Secor, Jackman, I don't know that area, but yeah, so those are my three places I used to venture. And I went to the Bijou a few times, but that wasn't my scene.
Right,
like after someone put a metal detector to my body, I was like, nope.
So you made me think of, like, where do I have all these songs?
Mm-hmm.
And every time I've moved, like, I had all these CDs. When I DJed, I had a lot of records, but then I moved over to CDs. And then I slowly got away from it, but I still kept collecting into the, like, mid-aughts, like the 2010. Well,
oh, okay.
The 2000s. So, like,
so you got a pretty
05,
stellar 06, collection.
8, 9, 10, 11. I guess it stopped around 11 or so.
I was like, when did it phase out? Because I just remember...
When did what phase out?
Like that music. Because I remember going all the time, and then one day I remember very, very, very clearly, they were playing like the dance music, and then like a pop song was mixed into it, and it went back and forth. It was no longer like the continuous pop music. Like the transitions are like, I'm one of those people, I love a good transition.
In 2007, 2008, and 2009, we got into like mashup mania. There were a lot of mashups, like that I Had a Chord song yesterday. I told you I have Black Eyed Peas version of it.
Yeah,
like that made it palatable. And then I guess in 2011 and 12 and like 13, we got all this very palatable pop EDM. So like Calvin Harris had like a hit radio song. It wasn't just a DJ and Zedd and all the others. And we still have the remnants of that pop EDM trend with most of the songs that we play. But I guess I stopped buying songs around 2010 or 11, and I would go to this site called Beatport, and I bought all my electronic music from there. And I spent hundreds, maybe thousands. I mean, to buy an MP3 of these songs I wanted, at most it was like $4.
Oh, just for a single track?
Yeah, but they were different remixes, and they were partly for me to listen to and enjoy, partly for me to, you know, make my own mix stuff.
Right.
Partly to play if we ever did like a really dark EDM show in the radio station I was working at. Or
something that set you apart, because you know what I mean?
Right.
Remixes are hard to come by, but when you find a good one, you're like, I'm going to drop this. And this crowd's like, what is this remix? Don't worry about it.
And then I you had me thinking yesterday, I'm like, where is all this stuff of mine?
Mm-hmm.
And it was on old computers when you had to transfer stuff.
Yeah.
You had to put it like in iTunes and then drag it over to your iPod. Those iPods are gone. I have tossed them.
I still have my old one. It doesn't work anymore.
Those computers are long gone as well. So those... Now, look, there are DJs with tens of thousands of songs. I don't know how many of them they paid for, or they have like leased or rented or whatever, whatever it is now, and how you get the... But I bought all those songs, so all that money I paid is gone.
Oh, that's so
now
sad.
I can still find some of the songs via streaming platforms, what I was like playing for you off of YouTube. But the fact that I curated that collection of several thousand songs and however much money is adios.
It's like one of those things, like when you're a kid and you're like, why did I get rid of that? Like, it's like, it was my favorite toy. Why did I get rid of it? Like, just time takes its toll. It's just like, well, I'm never going to play this again. And now you meet someone like me who's like, I'm living in my past this week. I don't know what it was. I literally woke up yesterday and I was just like, I want to hear all these songs I used to jam to. Like, don't get me wrong. I love my pop princesses. I love my Gaga, Beyonce, Ariana, Britney's, but... I just woke up and Ida Core played on my shuffle on the way here. And I was like, oh, I used to be obsessed with her. Because she had like two other minor hits that weren't good by any standards. But like that first Let Me Think About It, I was just like, I don't even think that was her song, was it?
It was.
It was her song? Okay.
Maybe the producer or remixer was the star of the track.
Okay. But like, yeah. And then I went down this whole rabbit hole of stuff I used to listen to. And you remember when... You could buy the thing you hook your iPod to and it played off your speaker, like a little clock dock type thing.
Yeah.
I remember getting ready and just putting mine on there and just living my best life. And my mom yelling in the basement because my bedroom's in the basement. Floyd, turn that baby down. I'm just like, no, mom, get ready. Oh, I need to go back and find some pictures. Like, you thought that was bad?
Oh, I want to see your bad.
I went through like an Avril Lavigne phase where I wore a tie with everything. Everything.
I would love to see that.
Everything. If any of my friends are listening, you guys remember Floyd wore the ties and the sweatbands with everything.
Send me some pictures.
Oh, I'll find some.
No, your friends. If you can't.
No, I'm no shame.
It's 5:55. Good morning. The morning reboot on Q105. Good morning to our early morning texters, 419-240-1055. I do have a manic music mix. If you want to throw me some, you deal or no deal, or would you rathers?
I can do would you rather.
Okay, I have made today's. I put the music mix together this morning, and you know what? We'll get to it shortly after.
Okay.
6 o'clock. You mentioned how you looked with your Avril Lavigne tie. Obviously,
it was awful.
You've already commented. How does my face look?
I love it. I love your little stashy stash.
I got tired of what was going on yesterday.
I think you could pull off both.
Yeah. Thank you.
Which one do you prefer?
I preferred not having all that on my face anymore.
Right.
So I shaved all the sides and the chin and stuff, and I was like, I've done this before. I'll leave it. Now, it wasn't like this bushy.
I remember back in the day, didn't you post something on social media, like keep it or not? Like it was something, and people were like, no, we hate the stash. I think I was, we weren't even close then. I just think I was just following you.
Because the only time that I've ever like had this upper, this.
It's a mustache.
This thing between my ginormous Jewish nose and my lips. Is in the last like year or so.
Okay, so maybe that wasn't you.
Wasn't me. And
I like a good mustache. I mean, some people are just like, oh, it looks like a porn stash, or like, or gym teacher one is that one that like you look like a 70s gym teacher. I think it looks good on you. I don't think it looks like anything. I think you pull it off, but I have there's going to be naysayers. So
I don't even care. I have a I have to come back over here to speak at UTMC today for some class and. I've told you before, like, hey, I have not prepared for this at all, but it should be okay. And then, but I'm leaving this as is, and I don't care if it scares people or whatever. And if anything, it's a talking point to start the talk today at UTMC. And I'd like to say this. I always used to be disappointed when I was younger when goatees were really a thing, that my goatee when it grew in wasn't great. But I'll say this: of we all have self-image issues.
Yeah,
I don't,
sure.
And I don't look. I would love to be far more good-looking. I really would, for a variety of reasons. But I would. I am pretty content. I'm pleased with my facial hair abilities.
Yeah, like I grow my hair, facial hair, like twice a year. One for No Shave November because I was like, oh, I want to be a part of this, and I. It grows in pretty thick and full, but at a certain length, my face is like, get this off my face because I'm itchy. And I'm like, the girls at work can testify to this. I'm like that's me scratching my face the whole time. And then someone told me to get beard oil, which just made it slippery and itchy.
Right.
It didn't really soothe anything. I was like, oh, now I'm scratching, now I'm oily. So, but you know, someone caught it something on
mustache rides.
No, they caught it up. Flavor Flav Saver. And I was like, no, we don't do that now.
5:58. I put today's mix together and I'm like, this is kind of hard. I'll make it harder. And the songs are, I don't want to say that you don't know them, but it's not like Halsey and Chainsmokers Closer where it's instantly recognizable and it was a monster hit.
As if music. If Name That Tune was the Olympic sport, I would be like a 10-time gold medalist. I promise you.
You are good.
However, I'm still beating myself up that the one song that I missed yesterday should have been the first song I got.
Side to side.
Oh, I'm so mad about it.
Knowing now that we haven't done that game in a while, and now us having worked together for 4 months or whatever, you're right. You're very good at identifying songs. So I've made this harder. And I picked a spot in that song and put it together so that it would be hard to tell.
Oh, it's so, okay. It's okay.
And I tried another trick today, too. And we'll get to it in a couple of minutes. And if you want to hit me with some Deal or No Deal.
What? No, would you rather?
Okay. 5:59. Good morning. The Morning Reboot on Q105. More with that next. Q105. Thanks, baby. And I'll write your name. 6:13, there's Taylor Swift on Q105. Before 7 o'clock, we'll get to entertainment, and there's some Taylor news in there as we're now just a couple of days away. It seems like Thursday night or Friday. Some people speculated that she was going to release a fashion line. We've all been expecting music. If she does a fashion line or a Netflix special or some kind of TV, even if she decides to go, you know what? I've got a cameo in Avengers. I'm almost certain. I'm 99.9000% certain. Whatever she does, there will be a song to go with it.
Would you like to see her in Avengers? I even got that. Like, what would she do? She'd probably just be someone running down the street, running away.
Maybe she's the one that beats Thanos. I mean, she is all powerful, right? Like, I would not mess with her. You'll disappear. She is a powerful woman. I have decided to make, so I grabbed, I didn't put a lot of thought in today's manic music mix. I don't have to. It's like 1 second of 5 different songs.
Right.
And I grabbed the songs and I don't know what to tell you. I think today, I tried to make today's a little bit harder. Are you ready?
Yesterday's wasn't easy, so.
I know.
I was like, I don't, Yeah, go. You know how I feel about this because it tests my knowledge.
Do you know why James Holzhauer on Jeopardy keeps winning? Because he knows the answers. So, you know what makes it easy? Knowing the answers.
Like, is he like, I haven't watched him. Is he knowing the answers or he's acting like he's like,
no,
you know what I mean?
Well, he knows him, but he's also kind of hacked it because he's a professional sports gambler in Vegas. So he understands statistics, risk aversion, and analytics. So he's managed to buzz in faster than like almost anybody in history.
Did you know how fast I buzzed? I was like,
that was good. He would have beat you. And he plays the board differently from everybody else. He kind of messes with the math in the sense that he goes for like the $1,000 clues first and he hunts out the daily doubles. So, because usually people go 200, 400. He goes the other way. So, it's pretty fast. I've enjoyed reading the articles about him. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure.
No, you're not, right? Well, that's too easy.
No, they all sound alike. The first one's Katy Perry.
Yes. Where's my list at? Yes. Do you know what song?
Oh. I'm really bad with songs. I know artists, but like, wait, do it again. Do it again. Play it one more time. Got it. Okay, so that first one's Firework.
Yep.
Fourth one or third one is Rihanna Needed Me.
That's the third one. Maybe I did make this too easy.
Okay, that's the third one. Needed Me, and the second one is Usher.
That's correct. DJ Got Us Falling in Love.
Okay. All right, no. But the last two got me. It's cool. I don't know the. Okay.
Maybe
play it again later. Well, good. I got you. I got your goose, Eric Chase.
So maybe the first three weren't as hard as I thought. But I did specifically make the fourth song longer because one. You know it, but you might not know the name or even the artist. So that's kind of confusing. And I made that.
The last two blend together really good.
A little bit.
Because it got me together.
But I kind of wanted to play a mind trick on you with the fourth one being a little bit longer. Just as your brain would be settling into identifying it, it snaps to the other one.
It did. It blended. So dude, it blended.
I will mind F you with the best of them. Dude, that's why
I need it.
If I ever have that one bad day that turns me into the Joker, you're all dead. You're all dead.
Who is that artist?
Somebody will text you.
No, I don't text me. I'm going to figure it out.
Okay, don't text answer to Floyd. Text me. No, we both get the same text messages.
Haley Steinfeld.
You got it. With who?
Oh no. Because I like that song. Because
I told you.
I'm not a huge fan of her, but I like when she does come out with some bangers. I'm just like, okay, girl. That last one got, I don't know.
It would be kind of crappy if you spent the next 3.5 hours trying to get the last one.
Oh, I'm going to. Here we go. I'm good.
618, Walleye win last night, and I need you to speak about one of our news topics because you probably knew this was happening.
I'm ready.
But we'll get to it in less than 15 minutes.
I shall speak.
A change of leadership, and also we have a designation here in Lucas County, and you can stop worrying about certain things that I argued with people on the Blade Facebook page last night. Next.
Q105 traffic. Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
Nice weather. Finally here to stay. Yesterday, the dogs and I walked so far.
Did you?
I walked around the neighborhood a different way. Apparently that neighborhood that I live in snakes back all the way to the Domino's Plaza. I don't even know where Rose is.
Right by, there's a Sprint right there near all that other stuff. Okay, by Bally's.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, where are we?
What time did you go walking?
Two?
Okay, so we took the kids out a little later. It was so windy. I want to know if it was windy when you were.
It was. I went and had lunch with some friends. We went to Starbucks. And we had to go sit inside.
Yeah, it was very windy yesterday.
It was windy. While I win, they move on in the 2019 Kelly Cup playoffs. Toledo turned the tables on the Comets, who had knocked the Walleye out of the postseason last year. Walleye took game six of the Central Division semifinals 4-1. In front of 5,400 people last night in Fort Wayne's Memorial Coliseum. They took the series 4-2 in game six. Walleye will advance to the Central Division final to face the top-seeded Cincinnati, which defeated Kalamazoo 4-2, entering the other semifinal series. That best-of-seven series starts Thursday in Cincinnati and will follow an unusual 1-3-3 format due to lack of building availability in Cincinnati. So it's one game there, then I'm guessing three here, and if needed, three back in Cincinnati.
Oh, Walleye, let's knock this out.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I do my best. I'm very proud of myself for this year, not any kind of resolution, but I have done less arguing on the internet. And when I do make a comment where I think it could be someone could deem it as incendiary, I try to pull it back.
Right.
Yesterday, I had a small discussion with somebody on the Blade Facebook page about this. We are now, as a county, a certified welcoming community for immigrants through the national nonprofit Welcoming America. The county commissioner is representative of that group, and a number of community partners announced a designation in a news conference yesterday morning at One Government Center in downtown. The county is the fourth community in the country to receive the certification, which launched a couple of years ago. It's the second government entity in Ohio after Dayton, and the second county in the nation to be deemed certified welcoming. The designation recognizes community efforts to be inclusive and offer support for immigrants who settle here to become certified. Communities undergo a rigorous audit to evaluate compliance with the seven categories in the standard framework: government leadership, civic engagement, equitable access, education, connected communities, economic development, and safe communities. You might scoff that we meet some of those standards. And the woman that I kind of commented back to, she's like, why aren't we doing more to help veterans and the homeless? Well, this isn't that. This is simply like a certificate saying, this is like a gold star. Like, you're a nice bunch of people.
And there are efforts to help them. And there are outlets, if you actually do your research, madam, there are efforts and researches. There's stuff out there for veterans. And I always get mad at that argument. And then I always, when I used to get into it with people, they're like, well, what about the homeless and veterans? I go, well, what are you doing to help that cause? And then nothing. And I'm like, you guys, we all can't take on one thing at one time. Like, it's within a process. And like, this is one thing that's not even comparable to it. I in my brain.
Not really. I mean, I see it. Like, you want to help people that live here and that make this city.
Right.
Why are we welcoming in others? Well, we can do both. And they are so independent of one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's why last week I advocated, let the billionaires rebuild the damn building.
Yeah.
Because they're putting up a building, not curing cancer.
Right.
Like, a lot of the things that people yell about on the internet are, you make a very general statement on a very nuanced issue, and no one winds up getting anything from the discussion.
Right. And also, a rule of thumb, never get into an argument with a social media soldier.
Toledo city leaders are working with the contractors to fix a massive sinkhole that's right near you. That opened up in central Toledo Monday night. The sinkhole is nearly 30 feet deep, and a cleanup is expected to take at least a week, if not more. And the estimated cost of repairs will be somewhere between $50,000 to $70,000. Many of the sewer lines are very old. And this is why the city is kind of falling apart, potholes, and why it's hard to fix things. Some of the sewer lines date back to the 1800s. There was a breach in one of the sewer lines, which is when the water started rushing away from the stone, causing the road to crumble.
What would you do if you were like, just parked at a park light, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm in Earth. This is Earth. Hello, Earth.
I'd be like, there's an earthquake.
I was like, oh.
And it's only 12 feet across.
Like, you're just like, can you imagine just being there? You're like, oh, 2019. Bloop. Oh, I have went time travel. I am now in the 1800s. That's crazy to think that way.
It might be kind of cool to see down that deep.
Right. I was thinking the same thing.
Maybe you'll find a Ninja Turtle or a talking rat.
Don't say this, because if I find nothing, I'll be very upset.
Do you have anything to tell us about Equality Toledo?
No, I did not know this.
Annalise Alvarez, who's been on the podcast before, she was named Quality Toledo's executive director after our buddy Nick Comives decided to pursue his gig and get nominated and get voted into Toledo City Council. Mm-hmm. Annalise has been pursuing a doctorate, and she's rarely ever here.
Yeah,
she is now going to step away from that gig, and Nick is going to take over the interim position until they look for somebody in the fall. Any insight, or is this hitting you blindsided?
It is. Well, also, in my defense, the last few meetings I've had other work obligations, so this probably was very well brought up, and I don't know. I love her. She's a woman on the grind.
But
she's doing a lot of good, though. She's like, I'm supporting this. I fully support her decision to further her education and go out there, because she is a very intelligent woman, and the world needs her.
Yep. It's unfortunate that we will lose her. Hopefully she keeps a, you know what? We got to get her in here before she gets out of here.
I'm on it. I'll text her.
And I got to guilt her in making sure that Toledo keeps a little spot in her mind.
Yeah.
The pedestrian bridge that connects the Imagination Station to the 4 Seagate parking garage is going to be torn down for a $10 million upgrade that includes a large format theater. Lori Hauser, the Science Center's executive director, said she'd like the demo to begin immediately following Memorial Day so that cleanup can be completed before the 4th of July. Good luck with that. City Council has to sign off on it first. Imagination Station will remain open. And Hauser said she's hopeful the full renovation and upgrade will be completed by June of next year. Once the walkway is demolished, work on the new facade and theater will begin. The 300-seat theater will feature a 58-foot wide screen and 4K digital laser projection system with 3D capability. KeyBank is the lead donor with $10 million on the project, and the company's $2 million gift comes with naming rights. It'll be called the KeyBank Discovery Theater. I have
one. Sign off on this.
I remember talking about this back in the fall, or maybe it was the summer. Uh-huh. I have one small wish, and a friend over there kind of maybe winked at me when I told her this. I would like to have IMAX capabilities.
Ooh. I mean, you already have the money that you're doing it. May as well.
Because the closest one, I believe, is the Henry Ford.
Oh! I saw something that, yes, it is. It is really cool. Sorry. I don't know. I just...
It's okay.
It was one of those, I can't always say his name wrong, Neil Tyler, whatever his name is.
Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Yeah, him. It was one of his Planet Earth, it was 3D, it was amazing. Nerd boner. It was so good to me. It was so good. It's like 45 minutes. I was like, can we watch this again?
IMAX is some kind of wild. 3D is a waste,
yeah.
But IMAX is something. Will it be, it's been all week, Avengers or Game of Thrones in entertainment coming up?
Game of Avengers.
I like that.
Boom.
And Taylor Swift looking incredible last night with some very sincere words. We'll get to that before 7 on the Morning Reboot. Go back to you. What's up? It's Morning Reboot at 6:53 in a couple of hours, just before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Good morning, Q105. Eric and Floyd, you can text the show at your leisure, 419-240-1055. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm, Pennsylvania, hashtag some pig. Four of these songs have been identified.
Is it a current song?
No. I mean, what's current to you?
Is that in the past 20 years?
Yes. Yes. In the last 3.
So not Genie in a Bottle.
No. Let's do some entertainment news. Taylor Swift is going to do something, probably release new music and maybe more on Thursday night or Friday morning. But just people are calling it like Taylor Swift D-Day Spring 2019. Taylor made an appearance last night at the Time 100 event in New York, where she did not let loose with any spoiler performances of new music, but she did sing Style, Delicate, and Love Story, playing a 5-song set for an intimate and exclusive dinner. Featuring the 100 honorees introduced, including Dwayne Johnson, Gail King, Nancy Pelosi, Jared Kushner, and many, many more. When she sat at the piano for Shake It Off, Swift removed her high heels, later quipping, "You know when you don't think a plan through? I have to get back up and play my guitar now." She also spoke about some songwriting things.
Odd Ahmed, lengthy Instagram caption or something. But mostly it's songs. And for me, writing, I've always known that it was the main pillar holding up my career. I've always known it was the main pillar of kind of my sanity as well. Like, I've always looked at writing as sort of a protective armor, which is weird because you think that writing about your life, that's usually likened to vulnerability. But I think that when you write about your life, it gives you the ability to process your life and to kind of, I use it as a way of justifying things that happen to me, whether they're good or bad. You know?
Whenever she's done singing and performing, mm-hmm. she can write well into her 70s and 80s hits for other people.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And be even richer than she is now. She reminisced about when she wrote Love Story at just 17, which was the first song she performed 10 years prior at her first Time 100 gala. Swift explained she would sit alone in a room and would think about what love would be like and obviously overdramatize and romanticize it when I would write about it. She also noted she watched hours upon hours of Grey's Anatomy as a teen and geeked out over a certain honoree in the room. I know Sandra O is in the room, which shakes me to my very core. That's my whole life there. Oh, excuse me. No change is coming with the Oscars. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will not change eligibility rules for the Oscars. Despite speculation that streaming companies might see a crackdown on their release practices when pursuing Oscars. Board of Governors meeting on Tuesday voted to maintain the status quo that any feature-length film can be considered for the Academy Awards as long as it's had a 7-day run with 3 public screenings per day in Los Angeles. Films can hit alternative release platforms like Netflix or Amazon Prime on or after the first day of run and remain eligible. After this year's Oscars were handed out, IndieWire reported that Steven Spielberg was concerned about preserving the national pastime of going to the movies and signaled he would ask the board to revisit considering films that do not offer significant releases in theaters. The Academy got other business done as well. One significant change comes in the Best Foreign Language Film category, which this year went to Roma. The category has been renamed and will now be known as Best International Feature Film.
Okay. I mean, still means the same.
I would hate to keep out or discriminate against Prime and Netflix releases because they're quality movies.
I mean, and people are going more towards that route anyway, because I think as a director or a producer of a movie, you want more people to see it. You know what I mean? I feel like that's more of a tangible thing than getting your kids ready, hopping in the car, driving down the street, buying a ticket, sitting there getting popcorn. A movie's a movie. You know what I mean? Like, just because it's released in a movie theater doesn't mean it shouldn't be even in Oscar contention. A movie's a movie.
Maybe because when I go to the movies, like when I go see Avengers at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, I'm not in a big movie audience, right. So I don't feel the emotions and reactions of others. But I think you're right. Arguably, a movie's in-theater experience, I don't think should have much to do with its championship quality,
right?
Like whether I see Rome, whether I saw Roma or A Star Is Born,
right,
in the theater or at home, I understand it can change your reaction to it,
mm-hmm.
but maybe not necessarily the production of it. So.
And also on a streaming service, if you miss something, you could be like, wait, and you can go back. You know what I mean? And you can rewatch it again. You can never, and that's one thing I love about. I'm not an avid movie goer. I wish I were, but like you can never get rid of movie magic. No matter where you watch it, if you're in it, you're in it. You know what I mean? So I just don't think just because it's not a cinematic release doesn't mean it shouldn't be available. I'm up for Oscar contention.
And we're well past the times that theaters have to do more and to do more to attract moviegoers,
mm-hmm.
and give them more value for their money, because we know the concessions cost a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I think the Cinemark deal of $8.99 a month for one ticket is a joke. That's why MoviePass was a thing. It's unfortunate that it didn't work out in the long run.
Yeah.
More movie stuff. Some people go, don't read critics and reviewers. No, find reviewers and critics whose minds you appreciate, mm-hmm. and whose opinions you respect.
Right.
Then you'll have a better idea if you'll like something. The people who I enjoy have said good things about Avengers and have not been let down. Most of the premieres happened last night. And they didn't give Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk, a real script. He chatted with E.T. last night, and he's always been teased, Tom Holland as well, because they are loose-lipped. The film's directors, Joe and Anthony Russo, recently admitted that Holland didn't get a script for Endgame in order to prevent him from leaking spoilers. Ruffalo also told ET, he was also restricted from knowing too much about how the massively anticipated epic plays out. I got a script, but it was a dummy script. There were scenes in there I thought we were shooting that nobody ever shot. When asked if his, because Mark Ruffalo did the premiere with his kids and his wife, when asked if he was his kid's favorite adventure, the actor demurred, admitting that his children are a little older now than when he started playing a superhero and have recently favored Black Panther and Captain Marvel. However, Ruffalo sweetly conceded that his kids are just as concerned about the Hulk's fate as he and the rest of the Marvel fans are, if only for the sake of job security. They'll always love me, he said. They're like, you're not getting fired, are you, Dad? This isn't the end, is it, Dad?
That's funny. So I need to ask you a question. Maybe you would have more insight. So did they film like a lot of different endings and even the cast doesn't know what the ending is until the movie happens?
No, I don't. I think they filmed one ending, but I think they filmed it in segments and fragments.
Okay, so that for hard for them to piece together.
Yeah, and remember we read a story last week that I think only Robert Downey Jr. got the entire script.
Mm-hmm.
I have friends who have seen it up in Detroit. I just texted them.
Did they love it?
They've said good things.
Okay.
So again, don't pan all critics and reviewers or let them ruin. Find people whose minds you think like and get their opinions on things.
I mean, you like what you like. That's like one of my favorite movies. When I say it, people are just like, "Are you serious?" I'm like, "Yeah, I love that movie, Spice World."
Nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with
701, the morning reboot, brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Floyd and I have no idea how to answer this question. We'd like your insight on coming up next. It has to deal with marriage. Oh, Ed. 714, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. A little after, about an hour from now, actually, a little after 8 o'clock, we have a mother-daughter makeover we will get you qualified for with our panel full of ladies. So do what you got to do and come back in an hour or stay the whole time if you'd like. Before we get into how you can become a mom, usually people are in love, they get engaged, they get married, you plan to have children. Not everybody does it that way. Sometimes it's more circuitous than that. But we'll get to an engagement time lens in 1 second. I want to play for you today's Eric's Manic Music Mix. And Floyd has correctly identified four of them really quickly. You got everyone but the last one. Should I give the names again?
Are any of them repeat artists on this list?
No.
Okay.
But smart to ask, because I like to be tricky. Firework, Did You Got Us Falling in Love, Needed Me, which is one of my all-time favorite Rihanna songs, and Starving, Haley Steinfeld, and Zedd. I have a friend. Her name is Amaretto, and I've known her for about 13 years.
Like the drink?
Yeah. That's not really her name.
Well, I kind of figured.
I just went with the first A. Her name is Amaretto. And I've known her, God, 5-6 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Good friend. Helped me find my condo, my house, and get situated. And she has been with somebody for a long time. And they're getting married in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not specifically asking. Like, I forget where and how this thought popped up in my head. But I'm using her because they're getting married in a couple of weeks. I don't think they've been engaged that long. Amaretto, if I'm wrong, sorry, it might only be 6 or 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to know, how do you determine the amount of time to be engaged before getting married? Because, look, we talked about Nick Cage yesterday. They weren't really engaged. They just got married for 4 days.
Well, that story still gives me a headache.
There are other people who we read stories about or we know, and they're like, yeah, we've been engaged for 7 years.
Or they're still engaged. Look at Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell. They've been engaged since, like, Jesus was at the table. They've been forever.
And I know the laws are different everywhere. Like, if you cohabitate for a certain period of time, it's a civil union.
Like common law marriage, stuff
whatever.
Like that.
Yeah. This is not happening with you and Stefan.
No.
The thought just popped into my head. What determines how long you're engaged for? 419-240-1055. And if Justin doesn't answer his email in a timely fashion, I might have to start some more rumors about him and Lucas.
So when you brought up this topic, and I was like, well, let me go to my gumshoes. My girl's at work. So I did. We had a conversation with them. And the one said, it depends on, because one's engaged and one is dating, actively dating. So the one girl says, it depends on the financial criteria of the wedding. So like if you get engaged, you have to take that time to plan and raise the money for it and all that jazz. And the one girl who was actually engaged, shout out to Sam, she's getting married next in June.
So sorry.
No, I love me some Sam. And her fiance is very, very nice. She got engaged 2 years ago and they're just now getting married. But she also fell back on what JC said and was like, it depends on if you're paying for the wedding yourself, you have to get time. It's all about that planning stage. So I think that's what engagement mainly is. It's a planning process.
Sure. Don't most answers, come down to, money anyway. Follow the money.
Right. Well, and the dynamic of how the engagement went. Like, do you want to go right away? Like, whether he popped the question or she popped the question, do you want to rush into it or do you actually want to have that elaborate wedding? Because I know most girls dream of that big fairy tale wedding, or as I'm speaking for most men or myself, bang it out, done. Like, I just go for it.
Who's this?
Hello. Hi, Eric.
Is this Amaretto?
No.
Oh, okay.
That would be good, though. This is Rachel.
It's Klotz.
Oh.
Yes.
This is my friend Rachel, who oversees the Out of the Darkness walk, and she's no longer a Valis. She's a Klotz.
Right. Oh,
say, get throaty. Klotz.
Klotz.
Klotz. Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How come
I can tell you two different timelines.
Okay.
Since, I thought it was so exciting, I did it twice. Right,
exactly.
So the first engagement was when I was much younger. I was in my early 20s, and we were engaged for almost 2 years before we actually got married.
That seems like a long time.
It was a long time, but I think being that young, yes, we wanted to be committed, and I felt like we needed the longer engagement to kind of spread out the planning and just make sure that it was going to work.
Okay.
And then my second time around, so I call the first one my trial marriage, but the second time around, we were engaged for about 7 months.
Okay.
Much older, we knew what we wanted in life and knew that we wanted to be together, and so why wait?
If you had to say one or two things that dictate the length of an engagement, what would they be?
One or two things. Age. Young and dumb. I don't want to say young and dumb. I don't regret anything. But being young, there's a lot of things that you have to figure out yet. So age is a huge, huge factor. Second thing would have to be money. Who's paying for it?
Right.
I think you guys touched on that before.
Who paid for this one?
That would be all Mr. Klotz and myself.
Oh, you pay for your... Traditionally, the dad of the bride usually pays for it, right?
Well, right. But, he did that before. So.
Right. Yeah. He was like, not again.
You get one check out of it. Hey, you're not coming to the NAMI walk because that's your honeymoon, right?
Correct. Sorry, I will not be there, but AFSP will be represented.
Patty will be there?
Patty? You mean Peggy?
Peggy! I knew it was a P and ended in a Y.
I think her and or Barbara will be there. So,
All right.
We'll be there.
I'll talk to you on the internet.
All right, later.
Bye. Hi, who's this? Thanks for holding on.
Oh, my name's Kelsey.
Hi, Kelsey.
Hi. I've been married for a year, but I was we planned for only 10 months.
Okay.
And not to say that it was enough time because I didn't spend tons and tons of money on my wedding, but I could have given a solid year just because it takes a lot of time to if you do your own arrangements and if you do decorations, if you don't have a wedding planner, which is probably way expensive.
Sure.
I think it takes about a year, to pull out, plan a good a good size wedding if you have like 150 to 250 people.
So it's more about coordinating. It's more about logistics than it is like emotional logistics, because you've already figured that out, I guess.
Well, I mean, I would hope if you're getting married, but I guess some people just kind of jump into it. I mean, we were only together though for 2 years before we got married, but it's an age thing, as the gal said before. If you're mature enough and you know what you want, you know that's the right person, then it doesn't need to, I don't think you need to put a label on the timing, but I mean, sure. If you're 22, 23, you know, in your younger 20s, you know, I can understand having like a 4 year together and getting engaged, you know what I mean?
Kelsey, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. You keep text coming at 419-240-1055. Hold on 1 second.
Okay,
as to not slam younger people, let me just tell you this from the great Ice-T quote. I've been your age. You haven't been mine. We all make better decisions when we're a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I assure you, I made better decisions at 33 than at 23.
Oh, for sure.
And I will make better decisions at 43 than 33.
Oh, definitely.
So this is not to slam young people. It's just you don't know what you don't know when it comes to life experience.
And I've actually known two people off the top of my head that when they got engaged, they went to the court like that weekend. And they did their whole marriage thing. And then they actually had a ceremony like 2 years or a few years later. So, and one was recent.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah. So, I mean, so it depends on time. And like, we just got Nate. Hey, Nate, from text, he said we were engaged in December and wanted a fall wedding. So I guess it would fall along. What type of wedding do you want? Like, if you're get engaged in the summer, you're like, but I want a summer wedding. Maybe take that year and fast track planning, I guess. So I always think about wedding stuff. Like, I don't know if I want an outdoor wedding, but like, I would see why people want an outdoor wedding.
It could rain.
Right. And I'm that person. I'd be so angry.
It could be 93 and humid.
Right. Put me in air conditioning.
I don't know. I could never project this because maybe I would care so deeply for the person I'd overlook it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there are people, and both men and women know these women, who you more yearn for the perfect marriage than for the perfect wedding,
mm-hmm,
and the perfect day than the perfect marriage.
Yeah.
And if I were with someone who had this idyllic wedding embedded into their mind since they were like 8 years old, and that was paramount,
right,
I would be concerned that you're so focused on that person is only like 74% of the person, mm-hmm, you should actually be doing that with.
Right. I love it. I think of myself as someone's like, I had this dream wedding since I was 8. I was like, when I was 8, I wanted a Super Nintendo. Like, I wasn't really thinking about that.
Well said. 725. 5 second rule. We'll get to that. And some audio I have to play you. He is a legendary artist. And someone has parodied the song for this Friday, okay? You won't tell me what to do. Hi, Floyd.
Hi.
Good morning. It's 7:39 on the morning reboot with Q105. Eric Floyd, 419-240-1055. I have some I'll tell you off the air. Then you can tell me if it's spoilery about the movie this week.
Okay.
Okay. We have some things to get to. Floyd is still trying to determine what the last song in today's manic music mix is. Okay.
Is it one of those songs that when you tell me, I'm going to be so mad at myself?
Yeah, that's the whole point of this game. I'm not going to stick some like deep cut on there.
You said like 3 years old? Bye. That's all I hear.
It's Q105, the 5 second rule on a Wednesday. In just a second here. I'm not a Billy Joel fan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like his stuff. I guess I feel like Elton John, even though it's not in my wheelhouse, like, you should go see, as anybody who likes music, and I think every human does, you should probably try to see him.
That living legend status, like, you want to see that, like, I saw Elton John win.
Right.
Or Billy Joel.
Like, if Billy Joel came to the Huntington Center instead of all the crappy old...
He's been here before.
Has he?
He has. It was a while ago.
Less country, more Billy...
We are countried out this summer.
Who's...
Travis Trenton, Charlie Daniel Band. Although I do like The Devil Went Down to Georgia.
So when I guess this was in the early 90s when this came out, like it was catchy. Mm-hmm. I didn't like his music then because it was pop and I liked dancing crisscross.
Not crisscross.
I thought this was the cast singing the original song. It's probably not the cast singing a parody.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, Nick Fury has a plan. Big Shot, Pepper Potts, Arc Reactor Core. Asgard, Pigeon War, Loki and his brother Thor. Bruce Banner, Radiation, Transformation. Chris and Maria Hill, they're the agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Clint Barton, Hawkeye, Black Widow, Russian spy. Captain Rogers, World War II. Bucky, Peggy, I love you. First Avenger, here we go. Everyone a step forward.
You're not feeling it, are you?
I love it. I love that song, though.
Me too.
It's a good song.
It's like one of the first songs.
All Avengers symbol.
What did I say? They're all dead. They all turn to dust.
They all wait. No, but they're all dead though.
Yes.
There you go.
Let me give you a quick. We should have done that during entertainment, but I was too excited to play that song.
It's good.
Let's do a quick version of the 5-second rule. You can get some practice in for Fridays with Philly T. I will give you a thing. You need to give me three of these before the clock runs out. Okay.
America, let's go.
I ask you to keep it clean.
I always keep it clean.
I need three things you suck on.
A lollipop, a Twizzlers, and finger.
Ah! You suck on a Twizzler?
Yeah, you suck on a Twizzler.
Anybody that saw Game of Thrones over the weekend would have given Tormund's answer, which is a great story.
Okay.
They know what I'm talking about. Next up, kind of like that, but things that suck.
An algae. A vacuum. An algae. They suck on the fin of a shark.
not a leech, right?
Okay, maybe a leech.
And for things that
they suck on, they latch on. They're sucking.
You went very literal. You could have gone like things that suck. Bibi Rexha.
I love her. Like her.
Gray weather days.
Camila Cabello.
Her saying nicotine. All right, next up. I need three things you slide down.
A slide. Ooh, a slip and slide. And when you slip on ice, you slide down ice.
It's good you're getting your practice in now. All right, I need three.
This is horrible.
Three sounds that animals make.
A grunt, a snore, a growl.
Okay.
I did that in 2 seconds. Look at that.
I was kind of thinking like moo, meow.
Oh, you want like literal sounds?
There are no. There are no wrong answers here. What was that?
It's a pig. Hashtag some pig, Mike Buck.
All right, next up, I need three popular fetishes.
Ew. Toe licking, leather, and I couldn't think. People actually do that. It was on The Real Love, that thing I'm obsessed with on Facebook. The real stories, the real
blocker charge.
No, the stories about people and their weird fetishes.
Let them have them. No kids, no animals. Don't hurt anybody unless they ask for
it. Don't lick a toe.
No, if you want to do it, do it.
No.
I need three famous lesbians.
Ellen, Paula Poundstone, and allegedly Queen Latifah.
Allegedly.
Because she hasn't come out yet. I can't out her.
Next up, last one. I need. In honor of the story that we told the other day, and you'll get it after I say it, I need three awful humans.
Ooh, don't do Hitler. I was going to say that.
Hitler's good enough for three.
Right. Can't do that.
We got an update on Britney's mental health and quite an honor for Ben Affleck's ex. Mm-hmm. Coming up. 7:57 with the morning reboot on Q105. Around 8:15 or so, you're first going to get qualified for a very cool mother-daughter makeover we have from Bart's Viviano and Dillard's. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Q105, the morning reboot, Eric Chase and Floyd. We were talking about fetishes.
Oh, briefly. No.
I found a meme. Have you ever seen the Johnny Depp Willy Wonka meme with the glasses? The goggles?
Yeah.
A friend got mad at me for smelling his sister's underwear. I don't know if it was because she was still wearing them or because the rest of the family was there. Either way, it made the rest of the funeral very awkward.
Ew! Is that why you laughed off air?
I got How's Brittany and Who's Beautiful in just a second. I'm going to turn the microphones off.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you off the air if this is if people will be upset if I tell them this on the radio.
Okay, go.
Are you sure?
You're good.
Are people going to get pissed or are they going to... Our spoiler rights activist going to come after me.
No, you're good. You're good. I promise.
Okay, so I have some friends who saw the Avengers.
As someone who hasn't seen the last two, that wouldn't spoil it for me. Here we go.
Are you ready?
Yes.
You can leave when the movie's over. No mid or after credits.
Dun, dun, dun.
I dumped it just in case anybody gets pissy.
Oh, you pissy.
So go listen on the podcast. If you're just tuning in, let me give you this Marvel masterpiece, this parody. There's no mid-credits or after-credits.
Tony Stark, Iron Man, Nick Fury has a plan. Big Shot, Pepper Potts, Arc Reactor Core. Asgard, Ancient War, Loki and his brother Thor. Bruce Banner, Radiation Transformation.
Hey, I dare you to do that Friday night.
Bet. I can make a Marvel outfit. Also, it sounds like they're singing over a track. There's something that's two voices.
Yeah, that's not them.
Yeah.
Although I think the actors are mouthing it or something in the video. It's posted on my Facebook page if you want to go see that. Brittany, an update on her mental health, her stressful situation. She hit Instagram yesterday.
Hi guys, just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
That even sounds robotic.
That's on our Q105 Facebook page. Leave her alone. She's fine.
I mean, I'm a fan, but it's just, let's get yourself together. We shouldn't matter to you. Like, just get yourself together, girl. You'll come back when you come back. Anytime a mega pop star disappears, we're like ladies in waiting. We just wait and wait. And then when it comes back, we're like, aha, it's like she never left. Girl, you good. You don't have to explain anything to us ever.
Idris Elba was the people's sexiest, hottest man alive. Is that
he
what it's
was
called?
Sexiest man alive.
That what it was. Okay. There's a beautiful person award as well. And Jennifer Garner received it. And she was on Ellen yesterday.
First time I've seen it. I can't look.
There
at
you
it.
Are.
I can't look. It's, well, People is now a magazine for AARP.
But I agree with them. You are a beautiful person inside and out. You really are.
Thanks, Ellen.
And you are. All right, so you couldn't tell anybody?
No, nobody knows. I haven't told anyone. You guys are for the first people to know.
Nobody.
My mom doesn't know. My sisters, my kids. No, nobody knows.
Wow, well, they do now.
Well, yep, P.S., yep, this is happening.
I think they saw you on the show with me doing our selfie, and that's where they got the idea.
I think you're right.
So she graces the cover. When Ellen asked if she felt pressure to look beautiful every time she left the house, Garner said she'll begin to thoroughly plan out her most glamorous day-to-day outfits moving forward. I don't know. Do you think I should really start turning it up for school drop-off and stuff? I think maybe I'll wear some yoga pants, some leggings, maybe a ponytail.
I like her.
She said she'd never been more nervous than she was today. She has
So is this the equivalent of the female? Like, I don't know. Also, here's the thing. Jennifer Garner, although I am a fan. It's the most random celebrity. Does she have something coming up?
Good point.
No one ever talks about Jennifer Garner. Although when she does get brought up, I'm like, oh my God, I do enjoy her.
It's been so, like, she did Alias, right?
Yeah.
And she was in some movies.
She did some, like, Would you say they're not cult classics? They're like, they have a following. Like how Mean Girls has like a following. I think 13 Going on 30 is one of those movies up there with that
Which
caliber.
I think he's 15 years old around now.
Yeah.
She's the Capital One lady to me now.
She is totally the Capital One lady. What's in your wallet?
She is she is beautiful.
She is very pretty.
She won the DNA lottery.
Mm-hmm.
She has radiant skin and wonderful cheekbone structure.
Yeah, she's definitely beautiful. Because there's some beautiful celebrities that they've named, and I'm just like, ooh.
I think I might have briefly brought this up before, and tell me if you agree, because we do have a similar outlook on things. Like, she is... we all use words slightly differently.
Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, because I'm trying to fit somebody into gorgeous... And then hot.
She's okay, so she's checkout at the grocery store beautiful. Like she's like someone you can see in everyday life. Like she's your everyday mom girl. Like she's not glam squad up all the time. Like when I see her, I'm like, God, she's so pretty.
See, I was just trying to use singular words because rather than describe it like that. Instagram models. Quote. Hot. Jennifer Garner. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Instagram models, filtered.
Yeah, that too.
Jennifer Garner, natural.
Beautiful. We all like what we like. That's why there are different flavors of ice cream at the supermarket.
Mm.
Different colored girls and sizes at the strip club.
They heard that.
You didn't hear that. 8:04 with the morning reboot. A mother-daughter makeover. We'll get you qualified for that with a panel full of ladies on the way.
Q105. Yes,
8:17, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105, Eric and Floyd. Shortly before 9 o'clock, your first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Who are we trying to track down?
We're trying to track down...
Crystal?
The very first one, Jamie.
Okay, so Jamie's not there, right?
Yeah.
So who's on line two?
Yeah, Leslie.
Hi, Leslie, good morning.
Hi.
55, single, and you've got kids and you live in Sylvania?
I do.
Those are good things to have, good stats. Floyd, who's on four? Jamie?
Crystal.
Crystal, going once. Crystal's gone.
Okay.
Hold on, Leslie. And this is this Jamie?
No, that's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
I'm here.
38, married, kids. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Okay. Leslie, have you been married or have you been married? Are you dating anyone now at all?
No.
Okay. When you were married, what was a big purchase that your person made that made you very unhappy?
I can't think of anything.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Never came home with a TV.
Nope.
Or another woman that he bought from, like, Never Human Tree. Okay, all right, well, I guess that's good. Michelle, what about you? What's something he bought that you were none too pleased about?
Oh, it's comic books. He spends oodles and oodles of money on comic books.
Oh my God. Tell him to get the app, pay $70 for the year, and then, you know, he can read all he wants.
Yes.
Does he have, like, boxes and, like, thousands of them somewhere?
He had thousands. He lost them in a flood. Oh. He has an app to keep track of them now, and he has, I think, 1,012 comic books now.
What a loser. God, grow up. Leslie, what's the most knowingly dangerous thing you've ever done?
I did the thing at the Toledo Zoo and jumped off that high bungee jump.
Oh, okay.
It scared me to death.
Yeah, not dangerous, but if the bungee thing snaps, that's the end. You'll go fast. How about you, Michelle? What's the most knowingly dangerous thing you've ever done?
I went swimming in the ocean, scuba diving, with a barracuda underneath me.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
Didn't stay in the water too long.
Okay. Next up, back to you, Leslie. What is the dress code at your place of work?
I dress up every day.
Is that required?
No, I would say no, but in my job, I dress up every day with a dress and heels.
Okay. Michelle, what about you? What's the dress code at your work?
Red and khaki.
What is it? Do you work at Target?
I do.
The one on Monroe Street?
Yes.
Maybe I know you.
That's a super Target. I like that one.
Thank you.
Starbucks hack for Michelle's Target. I know there's a Starbucks in the parking lot, but if you go inside, it's a little bit cheaper and a little bit quicker sometimes. Right, Michelle?
Yes, and the girls are amazing.
Yes, 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 yes. Last question, Leslie. Besides big car and like mortgage bills, where do you spend most of your money?
On my grandkids.
What do you buy them?
Clothes, toys, whatever they want.
Okay. What store do you usually spend most of it at?
I go to Target.
Okay.
I go to Carter's.
Okay, yeah.
Now you know. Build-A-Bear.
Okay.
I did go to Gymboree and Crazy 8 until it closed.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, Michelle, what about you? Besides mortgage and car bills, where do you spend most of your money?
Obviously my kids.
Okay.
They're younger. So lots of clothes. Myself. Lots of clothes, and I mostly spend my money at Target.
At work,
and,
yeah.
Yeah.
What's your like? What are the perks of working there?
10% discount plus 5% with red cards. Sorry.
Not bad. Leslie called in first.
Yes.
Right? All right. She's
Michelle. Leslie's line to Michelle's.
Leslie, I'm putting you on hold. You're our qualifier for the mother-daughter makeover. Hold on a second, Michelle. Next time I'm in there, I will ask for you.
What department do you work in?
I'm in HR. So
And they only give you.
All you have to do is.
So you're corporate.
What?
You're corporate.
No, I'm not corporate. I'm just an HR, HR clerical team member.
Okay.
I'm going to walk in and be like, I'm here to see Michelle at HR.
Definitely.
Do I have any more Target questions? Like, now I'm stuck.
No. But you know what's going to happen. We're going to let her go, and we're going to be like, boom, 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 boom.
All right, Michelle, thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate you being on with us.
All right. I'd love to meet you sometime.
We will come find you. I'm in that place too much.
All right, awesome.
Thanks. 8:22 with the morning reboot. Even though I'm down the street from the Spring Meadows Target, I kind of hit that other one a lot.
This one's my favorite.
Yeah, because I know I can knock out, like coffee. The Spring Meadows one, mm-hmm. even though there's Starbucks across the street and then down on Reynolds, mm-hmm. it doesn't have like a newly remodeled snack or Starbucks area.
It's my favorite Target because you can order stuff online and pick it up the same day.
Really?
Because they have a lot more stuff in that store than the other ones.
I have to super serve the cranky Sylvania people. 8:23 with the morning reboot. This was a panel full of ladies' questions yesterday. We will ask it again about your childhood next. 8:35, good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. You want to try to get this song?
Oh, I forgot. Here we go. Just love until I die. Just sounds like, babe!
You got four real fast this morning. That's today's Manic Music Mix, which maybe we'll keep doing. I asked this question yesterday during the panel full of ladies, and I think it stumped some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I figured we'd bring it up again, and now that you've had a day to think about it, what is your greatest childhood achievement? I like to say that my athletic prime when I was like 13, mm-hmm. 14, 15, because I was taller. I was overweight,
mm-hmm.
but I was tall, so I wasn't like the fat kid that everybody teased and made fun of because I was bigger than everybody.
Right.
And while I was taller than everybody, it made basketball really easy. And then I got to like late middle school and high school. I'm like, oh crap! Everyone else has shot up, and I'm kind of done. So I guess in a very general answer, I'll say that my greatest childhood achievement was being better at sports than most others who I participated with.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything else I really want to brag about. Oh, here's a good achievement. All right. So it was like I was in elementary school. I was in a mentally gifted program, and we were putting on a performance of Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
And
ooh, even with the dialogue?
Yes. Ooh. Yeah. Forget about the tone and the killing and the
heavy.
The incest. they wanted us to dress the part.
Okay.
I did not want to wear tights.
I'll say that's the main thing.
I did not want to wear the stockings or whatever. So I believe my dad had to pull a power play here and let me wear sweatpants.
That sounds about accurate.
I guess that's really my dad's achievement, but I could tell a lot of these, but there's no like floor droppers. So, but my athletic prime, like I always say that if I had been like 6'2 or 6'3, I would have pushed harder to keep playing basketball.
Right.
And I think those extra couple of inches would help me for whatever else, but I'm very fortunate and I'm very lucky. Like I was listening to a podcast yesterday and, it made me think that, like, I achieved my goal. I was lucky enough to achieve my goal of, you know, I want to work in radio. And I got that when I was 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So what is, we would like to know yours.
Yes.
419-240-1055. What is your crowning childhood achievement? How about you?
So I think I was about, I'm like you, like, I name all this stuff. I'm like, I was successful. That was successful. Oh, I was good at that, too. But, like, I racked my brain around some stuff. And I think I just made a joke yesterday. My biggest accomplishment was graduating high school because I was that student. But my mom actually brought out some stuff that when we lived in Arizona, I had like this passion like to be in front of an audience. So like I auditioned. I didn't get the part, but like it, for me, I auditioned for the TV show All That.
Back Nickelodeon?
Yeah, in Arizona. And then when we moved here, I did a lot of auditions in Chicago. So I got this successful for me because I wasn't a shy kid. I just wanted to go out there and do it. Like I would see something or like I would read something. I was like, I want to do that, Ma. And she would take me. So it's a Donna Floyd 50-50 successful. Like we went out on these things and I did an audition here at Nortel Mall one time and they called me out to Chicago and then they wanted to go to LA, but then stuff happened between parents and I never got to go. But like I had a ride of like audition stuff and I'd say for me that's successful because
Okay. Other
than that, I mean, nothing came from it, but like I had the child balls to go out and do it.
Yeah, you discovered that you were anxious to do it.
Yeah, and it's something I've followed all the way through to this day. Like, I, as an adult, I would love to get back in theater and stuff, so.
You're pretty close enough what you do on the weekends.
For sure. Definitely for sure. It's an outlet.
Let me see something. You can text us yours. 240-1055. Know who we're calling?
No, I'm like, oh, I'm excited. As Jeffy B. G would say, dear listener, I don't know what's going on right now. Oh, what if they don't?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message
system. Was that your dad?
Yeah.
Oh.
He'd have some entertaining answers.
For you?
Very tongue-in-cheek.
I'm sure my mom would too, but she's working.
There is one Little League memory of mine he tells all the time. It was the total little boy backyard moment, like bottom of the ninth, two outs, game seven of the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Like, that was all there except for the World Series part. And, and yeah, I do have... No, that's a regret from a childhood. Kind of a regret. But yeah, 419-240-1055. Do we
That's another good one. Any regrets from childhood? Oh, there's so many on my list.
I don't really have regrets in my life. I look at them as lessons, but there is one. This is pivoting the topic. I needed glasses in high school. I needed glasses in like 9th or 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And being tall and my last name starting with W, I was always in the back of the room. Like I couldn't see anything.
Right.
So I got glasses, and I just wore them to see long distances, like in the back of the class. I should have worn them to play baseball.
Mm.
And I got contacts when I was a freshman in college. I'm like, holy crap, I can see.
Oh, this is what the world looks like.
But I should have worn glasses or gotten contacts to play baseball. It would have made things a lot easier.
Did you play baseball with
them? Yeah, in high school. Yes, I did.
Did you hit the ball?
Yeah. And I was pretty good, but you know, not being able to see as good as I could have never dawned on me. I remember there was one time I asked my coach, I was like, hey, can I try playing outfield? Like I wanted to play different positions so I could play more. And I remember the first time somebody hit one out there, and I thought I lost it in the sun, but I never saw it to begin with. And that was the moment where the light should have gone off.
Oh, yeah.
Where I was like, should have worn glasses. I wish my dad would have answered. He'd have some good stories.
We have a text, though.
We do?
Someone said their greatest achievement, I guess, because teens are still children, whatever.
Yeah.
Would be graduating and not being who everyone wanted me to be. that's heartfelt. Like, right. a lot of people are, a lot of kids are steered in that way. Like, you're going to take over the family business, or your dad before you and grandfather before you did this, or so. I mean, I enjoy that you chose your own path.
My only challenge to it is that you were 18, probably, or about to be. But not that, really childhood.
But that's not even the thing. Like, people are, you how many people you know run their family business right now, and that you were teenagers with, and you're like, you really don't want to run a lawn company. You don't really want to run that convenience store. You don't really don't want to run this pool but servicing that's not, company.
That person just said, you know, I did my own thing when I was 18.
Well, who's to say that their family didn't want him to, with them, sorry, to be what they, he said, they, everyone want, not being who everyone wanted me to be. So maybe they were like, maybe it was like, Simba, when you grow up, all this will be yours. Like, I don't want to run the shop. That's successful. Okay. That's like an adult child success.
We'll call my dad when we're talking about it. Just keep asking. Now he's going to call me back and be like, is everything okay? My brother might have good answers, too.
And how far apart are you guys?
My brother and I?
8 years?
8.5 years.
Oh, you were practically an adult when he was born.
Yeah. Like, why are you here?
Who are you?
All right, he's not helping.
Oh, Mr. Barry.
8:44 with the morning reboot. We still have a lot of entertainment stories to get to. Taylor Swift, as she prepares for this week and likely new music. She was out last night. And Will Smith is going to play a young Will Smith. We'll get to that before 9. 8:56. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. We're brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. It's Eric and Floyd. Your national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff is bank. B-A-N-K. Text that to 95819. Taylor Swift was out last night, just a couple of days ahead of whatever she's doing, probably releasing new music in a couple of days. She was out at the Time 100 event in New York last night. She performed a couple of songs, Nothing New, Style, Delicate, Love Story, Shake It Off. She talked a lot about songwriting, and really, that's arguably, besides creating discussion and gossip and drama and dumping people, it's arguably her best skill.
The odd Ahmed, like the Instagram caption or something. But mostly it's songs. And for me, writing, I've always known that it was the main pillar holding up my career. I've always known it was the main pillar of kind of my sanity as well. Like, I've always looked at writing as sort of a protective armor, which is weird because you think that writing about your life, that's usually likened to vulnerability. But I think that when you write about your life, it gives you the ability to process your life and to kind of, I use it as a way of justifying things that happened to me, whether they're good or bad, you know.
She reminisced about writing Love Story when she was 17, which was the first song she performed 10 years prior at the first Time 100 Gala. She also said she watched hours and hours of Grey's Anatomy, I guess when it was good.
I think it still is. People still like it.
When it was the phenomenon, when she was a teen, she geeked out over a certain honoree in the room. I know Sandra Oh is in the room, which shakes me to my very core. That's my whole life there. Can I get a thought on Will Smith lately? As he moves into this middle age or whatever portion of his career?
I feel like he's rebuilding his brand. Because I feel like he hasn't released anything that I know of. Because I remember back in the day, he was like the summer king of movies. So maybe like with Aladdin kicking off. And I know he's recording, filming other movies. And he's tapped in for another action movie or some sort. Yeah, so he has like 3 movies coming out this year, so maybe he's rebuilding himself.
So yeah.
Rebranding,
Aladdin, he'll be the genie there. And I guess if you're like 20 or 25, Will Smith is like an old head for you. He had a movie a couple of years, a Netflix-only movie called Bright. Do you remember it?
I do remember Bright. I didn't watch it. It was 50-50.
Yeah, I was the 50 that watched and then bailed on it.
Okay.
He was like kind of Men in Black-ish.
All right.
So he's doing, is this a Netflix movie? No. Do you know who Ang Lee is?
I do.
Very like avant-garde director.
Mm-hmm.
He did the Hulk movie with Eric Bana time ago.
Life of Pi 2?
Sounds right.
Okay.
So Will Smith is working with Ang Lee, and Will Smith will be playing a younger version of himself. They're using the same technology that Captain Marvel used to de-age Samuel L. Jackson, and the first trailer for Gemini Man hit. It's very, like, epic, and okay. I like the way this sounds. Probably means the movie won't be very good.
Tell me something. Why is it so hard for you to kill this man?
He knew every move of mine before I made it. I'd have him right there and take the shot.
I wanna be forever young.
And he'd be gone like a ghost.
Do you really wanna live forever?
Who is he?
I like it, and I don't know what it's about.
I'll tell you. Smith plays a world-class assassin hunting a man who knows his every move, only to discover that the target is actually his clone. Having been de-aged over 25 years for the role, the emotional and physical challenge of making this film have been the most demanding of my career, Smith said. Ang is pushing the limits to give people an experience in the movie theater you can't get anywhere else. Not only is it an action film, but an exploration of what one's younger self can ultimately teach the older self.
That's deep.
I don't know if that is Forever Young. I don't know if that's like an old Rod Stewart song, and they changed it.
Yeah.
Kind of like what,
reimagined.
What Jordan Peele did
with, yeah.
And there's a movie trailer for a movie that I really liked, and it did the same thing, and now I can't think of what it is, so it's going to haunt me all day.
Do you remember the movie? I don't know if it was a hit, but I secretly like Sucker Punch did it too with Sweet Dreams by the Eurythmics.
No.
It's like a decent movie. It's not too bad. It's weird, but it's not bad.
Yeah, I know it's weird. That's why I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
But I do like different variations of Sweet. I like the Marilyn Manson version of that song. Brittany is okay.
Hi, guys. Just checking in with all of you who are concerned about me. All is well. My family has been going through a lot of stress and anxiety lately, so I just needed time to deal. But don't worry, I'll be back very soon.
Okay. That's on our Q105 Facebook page. One more time here as we wrap up our entertainment report. You have till 9:20 to text the national keyword bank to 95819 to win our $1,000 payoff. The NAMI Walk is just a couple of weekends away. We hope you can make it out. We'll have a visitor to talk about it with me coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Morning Reboot.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nation.
9:16, so you still have a couple of minutes left to text in your national keyword. It's bank. Text it to 95819. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're happy to welcome in Olivia Barhorst, our walk manager for our upcoming Greater Toledo National Alliance on Mental Illness Walk, the NAMI Walk. Hi, Olivia.
Hello.
What have you brought for us today? The floor is yours. Say whatever
you
want. Yes. Yeah. So, like Eric promised, every week I'm going to be here until you sign up. So, I need you to sign up for the NAMI Walk.
I consider it more of a threat, but a threat that I won't back up. But no, we're shooting to raise $110,000 this year. So it's May 11th at UTMC.
Yes.
Have you started to go on to like really nerdy weather websites for like really super long range forecasts?
See, I'm not like that. I'm just totally okay with whatever happens. I have all my plans. We can roll with the punches that day.
Okay.
So.
That's what umbrellas are for.
Yeah.
There will be lots of resources out there. I always encourage people to come out. It's like a 1.5 mile walk, right?
If you
want to run it, run it. But we're there to gather. And I always tell people it's a great resource center. There's a lot of entities and sponsors who you can come and ask questions to and kind of dip your toe in the water of what's going on with mental health.
Yeah, so there's going to be about 30 vendors this year, which is really exciting, and they range from healthcare facilities, behavioral health centers, to Costco, other places like that. We have a couple pharmacies coming out, too, that deliver, just so there's even more information for anyone living with mental health or their friends and family.
It's good to see these sponsors as well, because then obviously they have you can see who in our community has a stake in the game or has an interest in supporting this cause that we do, and that's always good to know as well.
Yeah.
We'll have some fun things going on, correct?
Yeah, so I'm working on right now getting a face painter and balloon artist, so that'll be exciting. We also have a bounce slide that you can partake in, and we also have a three-set putt-putt, so that'll be a lot of fun. They're all from local Toledo businesses, so that's really exciting. Nice. I really wanted to keep everything local here in Toledo, so that if you enjoyed the things that happened at the walk, you can reach out to those people and have them maybe at your special event coming up.
50-50 raffle, and for those that don't know you, would you like to explain how that works?
Yeah, so our 50-50 raffle at the lock is really cool. We do a general 50-50, and then we also do raffle for prizes. So this year we have really cool stuff. We have a Tony Paco's basket. We have flat screen TVs with a year Netflix subscription. All kinds of awesome stuff. And also this year we have some prizes coming up that I can explain too. For this year we're doing a first, second, and third place fundraising challenge.
Okay.
First place gets a week trip in Las Vegas.
All right.
Airfare paid for. So that's an exciting first place.
Yep.
Second place gets a weekend getaway in Michigan. Okay. So at a bed and breakfast, you'll be served breakfast in bed every morning, and you get to do some tours of the area, kind of get to see that. And then third place will get a $100 gift certificate to Jay Alexander's.
Cool. Good prize.
Win-wins all around.
You can just buy them. I mean, write the check. It's for the highest fundraisers, right?
Yep.
Olivia's here, our Not Me Walk manager. What's the? I know the website is a little clunky, right? A little wonky right now.
It's a little wonky right now, but if you have any issues, you can always call us at the office, and we can work around that.
What is the walk website where people can go to, or Facebook page? Easiest way to access more information to get people involved.
Yeah, our website is namiwalks.org/GreaterToledo. That has our best information. And following us on Facebook, we update about prizes, giveaways. Just about every week, we're giving something away. So signing up and fundraising gets you all kinds of cool prizes.
And when is the last, is there a deadline to sign up?
There is not. You can sign up on walk day and fundraise.
Done. When we're packing up, you're done.
And if you want some of the incentives afterwards that NAMI National offers, you can fundraise up to a month after our walk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good to know.
And the fundraising helps keep, to go back 1 second, you don't get to win the 50-50 raffle. You donate the money, you jackass. You got that right?
I'm a drag queen. We do 50-50 raffles all the time for Equality Toledo. And I always say, you keep the money, I'm taking a picture of you and posting you on social media.
This person
is selfish.
Person kept their feet. At fundraising events, you don't keep the winnings. But we fundraise so that we can keep a lot of the NAMI programs, all of them for the most part, completely free. Can you talk about the new one that you've started up, your little pet project?
Yeah, so our newest project has been NAMI Destinations, and it is for young adults 18 to 25 years old. It has a creative expressions vibe to it, so we do a little bit of a craft in some way, whether it be reading a poem or doing a little art project or things like that. So it's not your traditional support group in that way, but we also take a lot of time to have that traditional support group feel. So it's a great group. We're currently having it at NAMI, but we would like to move it to universities in the area. We're doing it the second Wednesday of every month from 7 o'clock to 8:30. And it's just a great group. It's open to anybody that wants to go. And we just sit and we meet with people that are just like us, same age, going through the same things with mental health. And we just discuss it and have a great time.
Olivia Barhorst, our walk manager for this year's NAMI Walk, coming up on May 11th at UTMC. I just posted the cool shirts that we have up on our Q105 Facebook page. How can people snag one of those? That's $50, right?
Yes. So that is a $50 donation to the Cure Stigma Crew team, which is all of our committee and friends of NAMI and our NAMI staff. You can donate it to any of us or to our team, and I will reach out to you about getting a shirt. Yep. So they're really great, very soft, comfortable, nice shirts.
Not your typical walk shirt that you like.
I love them.
Use as a rag or like you paint in. It's like something you actually want to wear out.
Yeah, it's really cool shirt. Your mind matters. We all know that is a great motto that we need to spread the word about. And it just has our logo on the sleeve. So it's a really nice, comfortable shirt. You can dress it up or dress it down.
Yep.
So. Nice.
One thing I was going to bring up, but I forget what it was. T-shirt, $50. Anyway, you're going to go see Avengers tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Do you and your boyfriend, Zale, you guys do Game of Thrones too?
We're not Game of Thrones people.
Okay. Because after this weekend, I'm going to be an emotional wreck. A lot of people are going to die at Game of Thrones. A lot of people are going to die, and the story is going to end with Avengers. I will be emotionally stricken on Monday morning.
It's going to be a rough week for you.
It is. For a lot of us.
Yes.
For a lot of us.
I'm just going to call in sick the next few days.
But... No.
I can't be. No, then I'll come on missing.
I'm going to need you to emotionally carry the program.
Do you know how much information you know about serial killers? And if I come in here and you're in emotional distress...
I won't be able to work up the emotional energy to do anything with you.
Yeah, I'm heavy. It's like the tortoise in the hair. I'll be running slow, like, come get me.
There's something else about
I think a
work.
Lot of us will just be really distraught about the Avengers.
Yeah.
I'm very emotionally invested, but my boyfriend is on a whole new level.
Oh, is he?
So...
I don't think any of the ones that people think are going to die are going to die. They want those... Robert Downey Jr. wants that check. Chris Evans loves that character.
I've read a lot of stuff, though, that it's hard for them to keep up that persona and their body image, you know, having to work out so much and keep so fit.
Oh, it's but, you know, the
right.
That sucks for Chris Evans to have to look like that. I feel so bad for him.
But do you think
you do have to admit that wouldn't be easy.
It's not. No.
Do you think they're so invested in these characters that if Chris Evans ever did, like, a family comedy, we're like... Captain America can't have children?
He's tried to do that. He's tried to do that.
Like, what do you do? Where's your shield? Why are you picking up that child?
I pointed out to Floyd when we first started doing the show, like, look at Chris Hemsworth pictures. He's like a balloon. Like, he blows up and down all the time.
Yeah, that is
Don't
true.
Don't you feel bad for his brother, though?
Which one?
Right.
Exactly.
Exactly.
I feel bad for Luke.
Who?
Exactly. But
is that like the third Owen brother? Because there's three Owen brothers. Like Luke, whatever.
Yeah.
Owen Wilson, whatever they're called.
Owen Wilson, Luke. Yeah.
Wilson. I was going to say
like
Brian.
It's like the third Manning brother. There's an older one.
Oh, there is an older one. Yeah.
So enjoy it. May 11th. And you can come back before then if you want.
I'll probably be here.
If you want to threaten people, you come here and tell them to get their asses to the walk. We're not conflicting with any other walks. This is how it's going to be.
It's going to be a good time.
Come next week so he can have someone to talk Avengers with.
Oh, yeah. I'll be back. We can talk Avengers.
Yeah, we can't not talk about, like, this biggest pop culture phenomenon.
That's why I invited her back.
I know.
We got to come back and talk about it, so I'll be here.
Keep an eye on just Google NAMI, Greater Toledo Walk. We'd love to have you out there on May 11th. Lauren Daigle.
Yeah,
you say 9:42 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd wrapping up today's show. One more shot at today's Manic Music Mix. And before 6:30, you got four of the five. And just ooh, love until I fall. Firework, Katy Perry. DJ Got Us Falling in Love. Needed Me, Rihanna. Haley Steinfeld and Zedd, Starving.
And you said there's not a repeat artist? Are you sure? The last one sounds like, shine bright tonight.
Stay or what was
no,
it?
No, I was thinking Rihanna Diamonds.
It's
Don't do this to me. Am I wrong? Oh, my streak is over. Oh,
it's,
no.
It's
do it.
Seeing Kendrick Lamar the greatest.
Tweet. No, we tweeted, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
It was the follow-up to Cheap Thrills. It was a pretty big hit.
Didn't it sound like Shine Bright?
It did, but it's The Greatest by Sia. I promise.
Okay.
I mean, I could be lying to you.
Oh, the greatest.
Yeah.
Oh, poop on a stick. Okay.
This is also somewhat visual, but this is why I encourage you to follow my Twitter account. From Maya, retweet to protect the Starks this week.
The singer Maya?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, what?
M-A-I-A. Retweet to protect the Starks this weekend. It's a picture of Game of Thrones crew, Sansa, Bran, Jon Snow, Arya, and Tony.
Oh, that's genius. I like that.
Yeah.
I wish I had that wit like that. Like I only get it when I'm drunk and or like half sleep, and then I don't even think to put it on Twitter. All right, so mine is kind of visual. It's just a picture of Fat Joe.
Okay.
It says, it's the Easter one. It says, the third day, Jesus ain't dance. He ain't pull up his pants, but he moved the rock away.
That's good. I like that.
Baby giggle.
I saw there have been a lot of like leftover Jesus and Easter things that popped up in my Facebook, and I'm kind of loving the ones that goes, "Mom, I'll be back in 3 days." None of my people can help it.
I get it.
Last thing. I believe tonight is the final episode that Luke Perry shot for Riverdale.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think I might have to watch it, even though I'm like 2 seasons behind.
So, 9:44, Hot Time DJ Russ Ryder is going to hang out with you next. He'll get you hooked up for the mother-daughter makeover, which is a very cool prize from our friends at Dillard's and Bart's Viviano. Noon is the time we'll give you your next national keyword to win the $1,000 payoff. 5:45 tomorrow. Text my name, Eric, to 419-240-1055 to get today's podcast. Will be posted shortly. No songs, no commercials. All the content right there going up soon. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us. Q105.